they did not have children. As a memorial to him, the Jewish world named many, many things after him. Now, he comes into the picture regarding two events. One event is the famous blood libel in Damascus in 1840. So famous that no one knows about it anymore. But blood libels were strictly Ashkenazic Christian European phenomenon. Among the Arabs, there were no blood libels because no one accused the Jews of killing Muhammad, and no one invented the fiction that Jews needed Arab blood for matzah, for wine, or for anything else. And therefore, in the Muslim countries, blood libels were unknown. The Jews had plenty of troubles and persecution in the Muslim countries, but they did not have these types of accusations against them, which they had in the Christian countries. However, beginning in the early 1800s, France came into the Middle East. As we're going to discuss when we discuss the Crimean War tonight, the Turkish Empire, the Ottoman Empire, which controlled the entire Middle East and especially Palestine, was a very sick country. I mean, that country, that empire tottered for 300 years before it finally fell. And it was rotted from within by corruption and immorality and narcotics. I mean, the whole Turkish Ottoman Empire leadership were constantly stoned. And therefore, there were times when you could get a good deal out of them. And the French, especially under Napoleon III, came to Syria and what is today Lebanon. It's the beginning of French influence in that part of the world. And the French brought with them the blood libel as part of the heritage of Western culture. They brought with them this horrible canard, this lie that Jews somehow took the blood of non-Jews and used it for ritual purposes. And the blood libel in Damascus was especially a heinous type of crime because the French consul who stirred it up upon the disappearance of one of the servants from the French embassy was well aware that the guy got bumped off for very other, much more mundane reasons by a jealous lover or something like that. And that it had nothing to do with Jews, it had nothing to do with the Jewish community, but for political reasons, France wanted to pursue the matter in this fashion. And therefore, the Turkish authorities arrested the heads of the Jewish community in Damascus. The Jewish community in Syria is one of the oldest Jewish communities, and it was mainly concentrated in Damascus and in Aleppo. And the Jews have been there since the time of the Second Temple. So you have a Jewish community that dates back thousands of years. They had their own customs and their own traditions, and they have kept the Torah alive and Torah observance alive in their community even till our day. And they arrested the leaders of that community in Damascus, and under torture, they were able to extract the confession that there was such a ritual murder and that the Jews needed blood, etc. Under torture, you can get almost anyone to say anything. Now, it is strange, but the entire history of legal jurisprudence, till really the last 50 years here in the United States and in England, torture has never been an impediment towards accepting a confession of a victim. In fact, in the Middle Ages, it was believed that the only time a person told the truth was under torture. So therefore, even